I love this song.
Oh,
happy day.
快乐的日子.
Hallelujah. It's a happy day.
真的是很喜乐的一个日子.
The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made.
因为圣经说, 今天就是神所造的日子.
Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice in it.
让我们在其中要欢喜,
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So wonderful to see all of you here today.
今天能够见到每一位是非常开心,
if chosen the best place to be on a Sunday,
and
right here.
就是在这里.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy Christmas to all of you.
Praise
the Lord. Well, I'm sorry I will not preach in Mandarin.
我再一次抱歉我不能以中文跟你们证道.
I've been here 10 years.
我在这10年了.
But Pastor Daphne has not taught me Mandarin.
可是你们的赖牧师根本就没教导我中文.
So I blame it on her.
所以是她的错, 不是我的错.
But anyway, when I get to heaven, I'm sure I'll speak Mandarin.
我相信到天堂那一天我一定会讲中文的.
Praise the Lord. So wonderful to see all of you. Today I would like to take you to Matthew chapter 2. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 12.
我们要从第一节念到第十二节, 马太福音第二章1到12节。 我们一起来, 你们有圣经的可以翻开, 可以跟我一起念。 当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹大的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生在做犹大之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。”希律王听见了，心里就不安。耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？” 第五节，他们回答说：“在犹大的伯利恒，因为有先知记作说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有位君王要从你们那里出来，牧养我以色列民。”当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星星怎么时候出现呢？ 就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去仔细寻求那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”他们听见王的话，就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。 进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩，切开宝盒，拿黄金、香炉、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回到本地去了。Amen.
Amen. I want to speak to you today from this passage.
You
know, Christmas is a time of beautiful wonder. You know, everything about the entrance of God into our planet is just wonderful. It is a beautiful time. But today I want to talk to you about a group of people described in this passage.
但是今天我特别要跟你们, 分享的就是有一群人, 就是在这些经节里面的这一群人。
They are unannounced guests of Jesus.
他们其实是没有被邀请来的那些, 那些, 客人。
They are a group of mysterious people.
对我们来说, 他是一些神秘人物。
They are enigmatic kind of people.
他们就是有点神秘感的那种人。I
would like to talk to you about the wise man.
而我要跟你们分享的就是所谓的, 圣经所指的那些博士们。
You know, there were probably not three.
他们可能不止三个博士哦。
A lot of times we think there were three.
很多时候我们想象中是三个博士。
And that their names were Balthazar, Jasper, and Melchior.
而他们的名字是宝可吗? 就是那几个三个很怪的名字哦。
But the Bible doesn't say there were three, and the Bible doesn't say these were their names.
其实圣, 经上并没有注明说只有三位，也没有把他们的名字一一的列出来。
There's a lot of religious tradition about this man.
但是在很多他们宗教信仰当中有提到这些人物。
But let's find some interesting things about this man.
而我们可以从这些人物当中找到非常有趣的事情。
You know, these were men that traveled 800 kilometers to come and see, to come and find Jesus.
而这群人其实他们要行了很长，就是超过800公里的路来去寻找耶稣。
The only reason why they came,
他们去寻找耶稣唯一的理由
was to find Jesus and to worship him.
他们去的理由就是去寻找这位耶稣，然后去敬拜他。
It says that in verse 2, where is he?
所以他们说到底在哪里？
Where is he who was born king of the Jews?
那个犹太的王，那个被刚出生犹太的王到底在哪里？
We have seen his star in the east and we've come to worship him.
我们在东方见到这颗星，所以我们特来拜他。
You know, people who seek Jesus will never be ignored.
所以在这里我们看到，如果那些寻求神的、寻求耶稣的，绝不被神忽略。
And people who will worship Jesus will never be forgotten.
而那些敬拜神的，从不被神遗忘。
These people came to seek Jesus and to worship him.
他们是来寻求神、寻求耶稣，而且来敬拜他。
You know, Jesus said, "When you seek, you find."
而耶稣已经告诉我们了，你们寻找的。
When you knock, it will be open.
如果你们敲门的门，
When you ask, you receive.
当你们开口要的时候，神就会应许你们。
So those that come seeking, they will never be ignored.
所以当我们去寻求神的时候，神绝不会忽略我们。
And those that worship will never be forgotten.
而我们敬拜神的人绝不会被神所遗忘。
There was one woman in the Bible. She came to worship Jesus.
在圣经中提到了一个妇人，她就是这样的来敬拜神。
And she broke a flask of perfume, very expensive perfume.
她带着什么呢？她带着一个玉瓶，玉瓶里面装着非常昂贵的那个香膏。
And she anointed Jesus.
而她用这香膏膏了耶稣。
That was an act of worship.
这个香膏膏耶稣，这个行动就是对耶稣的一种敬拜。
And Jesus said, "Whatever this gospel is preached in the whole world."
而耶稣也因着这是说，当福音传到世界的哪一角落，
her act of worship will always be mentioned.
对妇人对我的敬拜的也一定要被提出来。
So you know, when you seek, you will not be ignored. When you worship, you will not be forgotten.
所以当我们寻求神的时候，神绝不会忽略我们；当我们敬拜神的时候，神绝不遗忘我们。
That's why these men are right here in the Bible.
所以这些人这一群人就在圣经里面，
because they came seeking,
因为他们在寻求神，
and they came to worship.
他们也来去敬拜神。
When you seek, you find.
当你去寻求的时候，你就必寻见。
I remember when my father decided to find God.
我记得当我父亲他觉得他要寻求这位神的时候，
He decided to seek God.
他就开始去寻求神。
He had no idea who God was.
那时他根本就没有意识到到底谁是神。
But he took us up on a mountain.
但是他到了山上。
And when we were up at the top of the mountain,
那我们在山顶上的时候，
he said, "God, who are you?"
我的父亲就喊着，神，你到底是谁？
Reveal yourself to us.
你把你自己显现在我们面前。
And then he had a dream of Jesus.
那时候他就梦见了，他有一个梦，梦见了耶稣。
And then a man came to our town and preached Jesus to us.
而就因之后就有一个人到我们的那个城市来传扬耶稣的福音。
When you seek, you find.
所以当你去寻求的时候，你必能寻见。
And these men came seeking Jesus.
而这些博士们，他们来就是来寻求耶稣。
And they found him.
当他们也找寻到了。
And they came to worship.
来到了，他们寻到了之后，他们还去敬拜。
Now, what else can we know about these wise men?
而对于这三位博士，我们还认识到是什么呢？
It says that they were from the east.
这里说到他们是从东方来的。
They were from Babylon.
他们是从东方巴比伦那来的。
Babylon was under the Persian Empire.
所以当时的巴比伦是属于波斯王国的一部分。
About 800 kilometers away.
它跟波斯国大概是800 公里。
So that's where this man came from.
而这些人就是从那个800公里以外来的。
The other reference that we find in the Bible about wise men.
而在圣经有提到这些博士的，也是在另外一个经节提到。
It's found in the book, of Daniel.
就是在但以理书，我们能够看到，有提到这几位博士。
Daniel chapter 1.
就在第一章
,chapter 2,
第二章
,chapter 4,
第四章
,chapter 7,
第七章
,it says that in the court of King Nebuchadnezzar.
就是说在那个当时那个波斯王的那个宫廷里面。
There were these men, they were spiritual advisors to the king.
他说他有这一群人，他们是对那个国王的属灵的那个顾问。
They were men who operated in occultic powers.
因为他们是学什么？他们是学天文学，是学习占术的。
A lot of them were astrologers.
很多他们就是学习天文学的。
And even kings had great respect for these men.
所以甚至当时的国王对他们是非常尊重的哦。
Because they fear their powers.
因为他们有心里是惧怕他们那一个背后的那个能力。
But Daniel, who was a believer in the true living God.
但是我们的但以理他是认识我们神的，是真正的敬拜真神的。
You know, the power that he displayed was superior to the power of these men.
但以理身上所彰显的那个能力是远远超过这些所谓的博士的。
So Daniel was put over all of these other wise men.
所以但以理当时在宫廷的那个责任呢，他是掌管着这些所谓的智慧人所谓的博士的。
And Daniel was a believer.
因为但以理认识神。
And he operated in the power of God.
他是靠着神的大能来运行的。
And he prophesied about the coming of Jesus.
所以他早也已经预言了有这位耶稣的诞生。
So when we read in the Bible about wise men,
当我们在圣经里面看到他们所谓的这些智慧人、这些博士的时候，
we find a reference to them in the book of Daniel.
我们在翻转但以理书，
and then we find another reference in the book of Numbers.
在民数记也提到。
Numbers 22 to 24.
就是在民数记22章到24章也提到这位所谓的博士们。
You know, speaks about a man called Balaam.
而这个时候他们所谓的智慧人在民数记所提到的这个人他叫做巴兰。
And this man Balaam was one of those wise men.
而这巴兰在当时是被公认为是那个有智慧的人。
And when the king of Moab came to Balaam,
当那个抹亚王到这个巴兰的面前的时候，
He said, "Come and curse the people of God."
他就收买他说，你去咒诅以色列民神的子民。
And when he was supposed to through occultic powers pronounce a curse against the people of God,
可是当巴兰想开口把咒语咒给神的子民以色列人的子民的时候，
God took hold of his tongue.
神就把他的舌头掌管起来了。
And instead of speaking a curse against the people of God,
他原本应该口中所出的话是咒诅的话，
he spoke blessing.
他反而用祝福的话来祝福了以色列人。
And he prophesied.
不单单是祝福，他还预言说。
And in Numbers 24:17,
在民数记24
There's a prophecy there.
那里有一个预言说
that out of Israel,
他说在以色列以外
there would be a star that would appear.
有一个恒星将会出现
and a scepter.
而他将会出现
it means a king would be born.
就是说有一个国王，有一个新国王要出生了，
so,
诞生了。
So this man prophesied that there would be a star in the sky.
而这人所预言的就是说在天上有一颗星。
And out of Israel there would be a new king.
而在埃及当中要出现一个新国王。
So, the man in our story in Matthew.
所以在我们刚才念的马太福音的这个故事里面。
Although they were born much, much, much later than all of these men.
就是说在这些人预言之后好多好多年马太福音这个故事才出现。
But they were aware.
但是他们早就。
They were aware about the prophecies that one day the king,a newborn king would come from Israel.
所以他们早已知道有一天这个以色列的王要诞生。
And that a great star would be born in Jacob, in Israel.
在以色列他们要看到一个很大的星一个恒星彰显在以色列那里。
And so in their hearts, they probably were every day looking up to the stars.
所以他们的心里就每天都在盼望看到这颗星。
When is the son of, when is the new king of Israel be born?
到底这个以色列的王新王几时会诞生呢？
So one night,
所以当一天晚上，
a quiet night,
一个非常安静的
a starry night,
就是星星充满星星的，
at a distance they would have seen
人在很远很远的地方，他们在很遥远的地方看到一个很亮很亮的星。
You know, it was the birth of Jesus.
这就是耶稣诞生的时候所发生的。
Luke chapter 2 and verse 9.
在路加福音第二章第九节。
It says that the shepherds saw the glory of God around them.
他说那个牧羊者看到了神的荣耀就在他们的周围彰显出来。
But to this man looking 800 kilometers away.
可是对于这些博士们，其实他们是在800公里以外，很遥远的地方在那边观看的。
They saw that light.
他们看到那闪光。
And they were not theologians.
他们其实不是神学家哦。
They were astronomers.
他们是天文学家。
They didn't know it was the glory of God.
他们是天文学家，所以他们不知道那个其实是神的荣耀。
And they saw the star.
他只看到这颗星。
And it was a different star.
而这星是非常不一样的。
Perhaps much brighter than the other star.
就是好像非常的亮，光亮亮，超过其他的星星。
And in their hearts.
而他们的心里呢，
they started wondering,
他们就开始疑问，
Is this the star that Balaam prophesied about?
这颗星是不是他们的，是不是巴兰所预言的呢？
Does that mean that the king of the Jews has been born?
是不是意味着犹太人的王已经诞生了呢？
And that's what set them seeking to find Jesus.
那就推动了他们说要去寻找这颗星。
Now let me tell you a few things about this journey.
让我告诉你们分享他们这个路程去寻找。
Number one, it was a journey of faith.
因为他们这个路程对他们来讲是一个信心的路程。
Because the wise men set out not knowing where they were going.
因为他们开始他们的旅程的时候，其实他们根本就没有观念到底是他们的目的地在哪里的。
Pastor Luis, I saw in a Christmas card.
他是Pastor Luis, 我在圣诞卡看得清楚的啊。
Man on camels.
他们骑着那个骆驼。
Following a star.
就跟着那个星这么走嘛。
Listen.
其实你
Don't get your theology from Christmas cards.
所以你的神学哦，不要从一个圣诞卡那里学的。
Get your understanding from the Word of God.
你要从神的话语那边得到这个知识。
The star only appeared when Jesus was born.
因为那颗星不是常年在那里的，是在耶稣诞生的那一晚才出
现。The second time you see the star.
这个星第二次出现的时候
is only after they spoke with Herod.
就是当他们跟那个希律王提了这件事之后，那个可心才第二次出现。
The star appeared when Jesus was born.
他们就是这可心是在耶稣诞生的那一个晚上。
And the star only appeared right at the end.
然后到最后就是当他们这些博士跟希律王
After they had spoken with Herod.
这个心才再一次出现。
Then the Bible says the star appeared to them.
所以那个时候
again.
那个心就不再。
And they were exceedingly joy.
他们看到这个星的时候，他们非常的喜乐。
But in between,
但是在这两
there's no star.
其实是没那个星不是在那里的。
They set out.
可是他们已经开始他们
not knowing where they were going.
他们也不知道到底要走去哪里哪个方向。
They didn't have a map.
他们当时没有地图。
They didn't have a GPS.
他们也没有那个好导航器。
Amen. They didn't know where they were going.
其实他们真的不知道他们应该去什么方
向。It was a journey of faith.
所以对我们来说，他们这个旅程是一个信心。
They didn't know the coordinates of where Jesus was.
他也没有不知道到底怎么样去耶稣怎么样的安排，他也没有一点。
They had to go by faith and not by sight.
他们是要靠着他们的信心，而不是靠着他们的眼见。
Secondly, their journey involved a huge cost.
第二点就是他们这一次旅行是要付上很大的代价。
Because you know, in the Christmas cards, we see three men in the back of camels.
我们在圣诞卡常常看到，就是有三个博士骑着那个骆驼。
But they were not three.
其实不止三个。
Historians believe.
因为很多历史学家相信。
That it was a big caravan.
是一个很大的帐幕。
It was a big expedition.
是一个很大规模的一个出堂。
There would have been probably more than 100 people.
可能有超过100个人的。
These were high-ranking palace officials.
而他们这些都是在宫廷里的一些高官来的。
They would have not gone out on their own.
他们不可能自己就这么单身，自己是出去的。
They would have carried security, soldiers with them.
他们一定会带着一大群的随从，这些他们的保镖保护他们的，还有他们的佣人工人一起。
There would have been a lot of people with them.
所以跟他们一起去寻找。
And a big cost.
是一定是很多很多的人。
To feed all of those people.
所以是非常是要付出很大的代价。
You know, to go from place to place.
因为他们要供应他们的食物，他们旅程一切的费用。
And you know what? It probably took them 2 years to reach Jesus.
其实来讲，其实可能他们需要两年的时间，两年的时间才到，才能够找到他们要找到耶稣。
You know, sometimes in the nativity scene,
有时候我们看到耶稣诞生的那个情景哦。
We see the baby Jesus.
我们一看就看到那个耶稣婴儿呢，耶稣。
We see the shepherds.
我们又看到那些牧人。
We see the wise men.
我们看到那些博士。
But you know what?They were, that didn't happen at the same time.
其实我们看的时候，这些人都在一起。其实他们到敬拜耶稣的时间并不是一起的，不是
的。The shepherds came to Jesus at the birth of Jesus.
那个牧羊人呢，在耶稣一诞生了之后，他们马上就到马槽。
And they were in a cave.
他们本来因为他们是在山洞里
面。And a little manger.
然后他们看到那个马槽。
But when the wise men came to Jesus,
可是当这些博士所谓的博士来到耶稣面前的时候
，They were not here. They were not in a cave.
他们已经不是在那个山洞的马槽。
They were in the house.
是在一个正式的建好的一个马槽。
Amen. And the Bible says seven times.
而圣经也提到有七次说
a young child.
而七次提到是一个小孩子。
It doesn't say a baby.
已经不再提是婴儿了，是小孩子。
Not a baby.
已经不是婴儿了。
A toddler.
而是一个小孩子。
So Jesus was not a baby anymore.
所以当博士到耶稣面前的时候，耶稣已经不
是婴孩了。Also, when he heard that the king was born.
而且当希律王听到这位犹太王诞生的时候
，He was furious.
他感到非常的愤怒
，And he decided to kill all the children.
所以他就开始要杀所有的小孩
，Below the age of two.
就是在两岁以下的孩子，他都要把他们灭除。
That's how we know this was a long trip.
所以从这里我们就知道，其实那个博士要寻找
耶稣 When they came to Jesus,
是要很长的一个时间。
Jesus was no longer a baby.
因为等到他们寻到耶稣的时候，耶稣已经不是婴儿
了。He was probably 2 years of age.
他大概可能是两岁左右了。
So you know, 2 years of traveling.
所以他们需要两年的时间能够找到耶稣。所以这个他们需要花了这么大的精力才能够找到耶稣。
2 years not knowing where to go.
两年在那边摸索到底去什么地方。
Looking for Jesus.
哦，我们在寻找耶稣。
It took them 2 years to do 800 kilometers.
他们需要两年的时间来走这个八百公里的路。
You know, someone said the other day.
有些人这样对我说。
The Bible says wise men.
在圣经里面提到他们是博士，一些智慧的人。
If it was wise women.
他说，如果是一个智慧的妇人的话。
It would have not taken 2 years.
就不需要两年了。Amen.
They would have got there very fast.
很快就能够抵达了。
Because women ask for directions, men never ask for directions.
因为我们姐妹好，我们去会问路，弟兄是不问路的。
But you know, they kept going.
但是他们继续前行。
So theirs was a journey of faith.
所以他们这个旅途是信心的
旅途。Of great cost.
是需要付很大的代
价的。Of perseverance.
而且他们要有很强的毅力。
Can you imagine how many cities they had to enter finding Jesus?
你可以想象让他们要经过多少个城市。
How many doors they knocked trying to find Jesus?
敲多少的门才能够找到这个耶稣呢
？And every time they went somewhere.
而且每一次他们到了一个地方。
They didn't find Jesus.
他们又找不到耶稣。
They had to persevere.
他们还是要坚持。
They had to keep going.
他们要继续前进。
You know, so it was a journey of faith.
所以他们这个旅途是信心的
旅途。It was a journey of great cost.
是需要付很大的代价。
And a journey of perseverance.
而且要有很大的毅力。
They didn't give up.
他们没有放弃。
They would go into a city.
他们到了一个城市。
Is this where the king, the new king, has been born?
这个是不是那个犹太王诞生的地方？
No, not here.
对不起，不，这里不是。
Went to another city. Is this here? Is it here that the baby was born?
他们又到另外一个城市。
No, not here.
什么样的问题？哦，不是，这里没有。
They went to another city.
又到另外一个城市。
And after many cities.
一直走一个城市一个城市。
Maybe someone said to them.
忽然间别人有人跟他说
if a king is going to be born,
他说如果一个国王要在这里诞生
it will have to be Jerusalem,
一定是在耶路撒冷的
and he will have to find him in a palace,
你一定要在王宫里才能够找到一个
王 so their hearts were probably filled with hope,
所以他们来的时候心里就可能还很有盼望了
so in Matthew chapter 2 we find him going to Jerusalem,
所以他们看到马太福音第二章就看到他们就跟着耶路撒冷这个
oh if the king of the Jews is born,
啊犹太的王一定是在这里当
it must be Jerusalem,
一定是在耶路撒冷
and if he is a king,
如果他是一个国王的话
then we need to look for him in the palace,
我们应该到皇宫去寻找他
but when they went to the palace,
就是当他们到耶路撒冷的皇宫
的时候 they found Herod,
他们看到了希律王
and Herod, and they asked Herod,
他们就问希律王
Is this where the king of the Jews was born?
这里是不是那个犹太王诞生的地
方 Oh, Herod was furious.
希律王一听了开始就非常生气了
Because he was the king of the Jews.
我才是国王嘛
You know, Caesar had given him that title.
如果Caesar 把这个国王的权柄给了
Herod was not even a Jew.
因为希律根本不是犹太人
And he loved that title.
他也喜欢这个名誉
So he said, no, it's not here.
他说不是的不是的
You know, and he, of course, he was absolutely furious with them.
当然他是非常的生气，听了博士他们讲这些。
And he called the temple officials, the scribes, and so on.
他就叫招了他的宫里的那些文士，那些官员们。
And they said, no, the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem.
而他们这些文士啊，他们就是说，哦，他们听说了，这会在伯利恒这个城诞生的。
You know, and I find it interesting.
而我感到非常有趣的就是
that when the wise men went to Bethlehem,
当这所谓的博士到伯利恒的时候
，I mean Bethlehem was only about 8 kilometers away from Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷，伯利恒跟耶路撒冷的距离差不多只有6公里而已。
You know the priests didn't go.
那个他的祭司没有去。
The scholars didn't go.
那些所谓的文士也没去。
You know they couldn't be bothered.
他们根本就不在乎，不。
I mean the wise men traveled 800 kilometers.
而这所谓的博士他们要行走了800公里。
But the religious people,
而所谓的宗教人士
did not even walk 8 kilometers to see Jesus.
八公里也没有去寻找这位耶稣。
You know, it's only those that seek that find.
所以只有那个寻求的人才能够
找到的。The indifferent do not find Jesus.
如果你莫名两可就是什么都行的你是没有办法
找到耶稣的 they don't find Jesus.
那些懒惰的是不能够找到耶稣的
It's those that are seeking that found Jesus.
唯有那些寻求的神的才能够寻到耶稣
So the wise men found Jesus.
所以这位所谓的博士他们就找到了
耶稣 They made a great effort.
他们放了很多的
They came with faith.
精力又有很多心性
They paid a great cost.
他们也付了很大的代价
And the moment they left Herod.
当他们一离开了
Then suddenly the stars shine again.
当他们一离开希律王宫的时候，忽然间那个星又亮起来了。
The star that they had seen about 2 years ago.
就是两年前所看到的那一颗星，忽然间又在亮起来了。
The star showed up again.
再一次彰显出来了。
And they led them to Jesus.
而这个心就把他们带到耶稣面前。
You know that people, God wants people to find Jesus.
其实神真的是要我们去寻求他。
And God does miracles so people can find Jesus.
而神做了好多好多的神迹，是为了你能够找到他。
I mean, God will do anything for someone to find Jesus.
神会做任何的事情，让你能够寻到他。
But it's the hungry, those that really want Jesus that find Jesus.
但是，除非我们有这个饥渴的心。我们有这个渴慕的心，我们才能够找到耶稣。
You know the religious people in the temple，
就是在他们在那个宫殿里面那些的所谓的宗教人士。
They had knowledge, but they didn't find Jesus.
他们 知道这回事，知道有一个弥赛亚要诞生，但是他们并不在乎，也没有去寻求。
You know, the Herod had power, but didn't find Jesus.
而希律王是有这个大能力、有大权的人，他也没有去找。
The people that find Jesus are those that seek Jesus.
而你找到耶稣的是那些寻求神的。
Those that are hungry for Jesus.
那些饥渴的。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hungry for Jesus?
你对神渴慕吗？
Hallelujah, are you hungry for Jesus?
你对神渴慕吗?
How much do you want Jesus?
你要耶稣有多少?
What would you do to find Jesus?
你要付出什么样的一个代价来寻找到耶稣?
Amen. You know, these are men that came from a distant land.
因为这些博士是从很遥远、很遥远的地方来的。
It doesn't matter how far you may feel you are from God.
所以不管我们自己感觉到我们离神有多远。
If you seek him, you'll find him.
但是如果我们寻求他，必能寻见。
But look at the priests.
但是我们看到这些祭司们，
they were near.
他们其实很靠近。
But although they were near, they couldn't find it.
虽然他们如此的近，可是他们仍然找不到耶稣。
They were indifferent.
因为他们就是不在乎。
They were disinterested.
他们一点兴趣都没有。
Amen.
Amen.
So you know, the wise men. They wanted to see Jesus.
而这些博士他们要他们
And they wanted to worship Jesus.
他们要去敬拜这耶稣。
You know, the seekers will never be ignored.
就是说那个寻求神的绝不被神所忽略。
And the worshippers will never be forgotten.
而那敬拜神的绝不被神遗忘。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 9 to 11.
我们再看马太福音第二章第九节。Verse 9 to 11.
Chapter 2, verse
9
to 11.
Yep. 就是说马太福音刚才我们念的第九节到第十一节，就是他说他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩，卸开宝和用黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
Amen. The Bible says when they saw Jesus,
圣经说当他们看到耶稣的时候，
they fell down.
他们就整个人扑倒在地
了。You know, they surrendered to Jesus.
就是说他们俯伏在他面前，完全顺服在耶稣。
And the Bible says that they worship Jesus.
但这里说他们在那里就在那敬拜耶稣。
It doesn't say they worship Mary.
他们不是说他们在那里敬拜玛利亚。
They worship Jesus.
他们是敬拜耶稣。
And sometimes you see, you know, big Mary, small Jesus.
有时候我们看到一个很高大的玛利亚，就是一个很小的婴儿耶稣。
Sometimes you see people worshiping Mary.
而且有时候我们看到有些人是在那边敬拜玛利亚。
All worship is to be to Jesus only.
而我们所有的敬拜只能够归于耶稣。
Amen. Jesus only.
单单耶稣。
Amen. I've been to Macau.
我曾经到澳门。
And as you come into Macau, over the bridge.
当你到那个澳门的时候，
There's a big statue of Mary.
有一个很大的玛利亚的那个神像。
You know, they should have a big statue of Jesus.
他们应该是一个大的耶稣的像，
玛利亚。Actually, they shouldn't have any statue because it shouldn't create statue. It shouldn't worship statues.
他们不应该有任何的那个偶像在那边。
But if there's anyone that is worthy of worship,
但是如唯有那个配得我们去敬拜的呢，
It's Jesus.
只有耶稣是配得我们敬拜的。
Amen. Jesus. They came and they worship Jesus.
他们来就是来敬拜耶稣。
They knelt unto Jesus.
他们跪拜在耶稣面
前。 And the Bible says they opened their treasures.
那时候圣经也说他们打开了他们的宝藏。
You know, in those days to travel somewhere,
你懂在当时那个时代你要去礼俗的时候，
You didn't carry credit card or a debit card.
你没有信用卡的
You had to carry actual gold and precious things so you can pay your way or silver.
所以你要真的带钱啊，带金啊这些来，就是你的路途的一些费用，你需要用。
And they opened their treasures.
当他们打开他们的宝藏的时候，
It means that they opened their hearts.
当他们说打开宝藏，其实就是他们打开他们心。
Because in Matthew chapter 6,
因为在马太福音第六章说，
It says that where your treasure is, there is your heart.
他说你的宝藏在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
You know, people that never opened their treasures to Jesus.
当那些从来没有把他们的宝藏献给耶稣的。
They still have not opened their heart to Jesus.
说他们的心也没有献给神。
We can open our treasures to Jesus.
我们可以把我们的宝藏献给神。
Amen. We cannot. It is Him who gives given us a treasure.
因为这些宝藏其实原本就是从上帝而来的。
Oh, they could have said, "Oh, no, I need this treasure."
我们可以说，我需要这些宝藏。
Because I still need to travel 800 kilometers back.
因为我来了之后，我回去的路费还要，我还要再行走800公里哦。
I need to feed all this entourage of people.
这些跟我来一起来的那些随同啊，那些我都要喂养他们啊。
You know what? Sometimes we are mindful of needs.
有时候我们的脑子能够想的是我们的需要。
We need to be mindful of Jesus.
可是我们脑子要想的其实是想着。
The Jesus that led them there.
因为耶稣怎么样把他们带领到那
里。The Jesus that supplied for their needs.
耶稣怎么样供应他们一路上的需要。
For sure, He will lead them back.
耶稣一定会帮把他们带领回去。
And for sure, He would supply their needs.
神一定会供应他们回去的路途。
So He opened their treasures to Jesus.
当他们打开了他们的宝藏的时候。
Never be afraid to open your treasures to Jesus.
绝对不要害怕把你的宝藏献给耶稣。
Open your heart to Him.
把你的心打开来。
Amen. Everything we have belongs to Him.
因为我们所拥有的一切原本就是属于神的。
And when you die, you cannot take anything with you.Amen.
Amen.
I mean, your family on this side, they may be burning, you know, $100 notes for you. I can assure you, nothing is going to happen on the other side.
虽然你在地上的那些家人为你烧了很多的银子啊金子，但是我可以保证那些钱是到不到你那里。
We leave it all here.
我们所活的就是在现今，就是在现在。
Because the gold belongs to God.
因为所有的金银财宝。
And the silver belongs to Him.
银器也属于神。
And the cattle on a thousand hills belong to Him.
我们千千万万的山啊树林都是属于神的。
Amen.
Amen.
So they open their treasures to Jesus.
所以他们把他们的宝藏都献给神。
What a sign of their trust in Him.
就是说他们信靠这位神。
And they offered Him gold.
他们把黄金献上。
That's a gift fit for a king.
而黄金只是国王才配得到的。
And they offered him frankincense.
然后他们又把乳香献给神。
That's a gift fit for a priest.
而乳香呢是唯有祭司才配得到的。
And they offered him myrrh.
而还有墨药。
That is a perfume that it was used for the burial.
墨药呢，当时是就是人家在要埋葬的时候是拿来涂的。
Jesus is the only baby who was born to die.
而耶稣是唯一的孩子，一出生是为了死而出生的。
One day, that young child that had received those gifts.
有一天，一个小孩子得到了那礼物。
Was going to be crucified.
他得到这些礼物，就是说他有一天要被钉死在十字
架。And they were going to write "King of the Jews" over his head.
当他被钉十字架的时候，他们要在他的头那边钉一个木板，说是犹太的王。
So these were prophetic gifts.
这一些都是预言，就是先预言所说的一些礼物。
Those gifts revealed what Jesus came to be.
而这三样东西就已经给我们看到耶稣诞生的那个意义。
A king, a priest,
一个国王，一个祭司
，and a savior,
还有一个救主。
Amen.
Amen.
And a savior.
还有是救主。
Now let me just conclude this sermon.
现在我们要结束我们的。
You know, in the course of the 2 years that Jesus was a toddler.
就是说在这两年当中耶稣还是小孩那里。
I'm sure a lot of people visited Jesus.
就是说他出生后的这两年前两年当中。
But why does the Bible speak about these visitors?
我相信有很多很多人都会来去看耶稣，但是为什么圣经就偏偏只提到这群人呢，这些博士呢？
Because these were people that came from very far.
因为这群人是从远方和
远的人。They made an unusual effort.
他们花了很大的精力。
Their faith and their perseverance were rare.
他们 们的那种信心，他们那种毅力是很难、很罕见的。
The only reason why they came,
他们来的唯一的原因是什么呢？
Was to worship Jesus.
就是为了来敬拜耶稣。
You know, that's why I said in the beginning of this message.
所以我一开始跟你们讲到。
You know, our worship will never be forgotten.
就是说我们对神的敬拜，神绝对不会忘记。
And I think the greatest thing we can do over Christmas.
就是在圣诞节期间，我们能够做的最好的一件事。
Is to renew our commitment to be worshippers of Jesus.
就是我们要重新的委身我们自己成为神的敬拜。
There's a lot of things we do around Christmas.
很多在圣诞节我们有很多的
活动。We exchange gifts.
我们交换礼物。
We spend our money.
我们花钱。
Some people go on holidays.
很多人去旅游。
But you know what's the greatest thing we can do?
但是我们能够给的最好的礼物
是 to be worshippers of Jesus.
就是成为耶稣的敬拜者。
Amen.
Amen.
That's the greatest thing we can do.
这是我们能够做的最好最好的一件事。
You know, and these were people that came from very far away. In a way, we were like them. We were all far away from God. Our sins, they separated us from God. But God so loved each one of us.
神爱我们这里每一位
that he brought us near.
他把我们拉进来了
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13
以弗所书第二章十五节说
It says, but now in Christ Jesus
他说现在在基督里
Those were once afar off
那些曾经是很遥远的
They were brought near by the blood of Jesus
因为靠着神的宝血神又把我们拉进了
Why did God come to earth in the form of a man?
为什么神需要用一个人的形象出现在我们面
前 To bring us near.
就是要把我们把他
To bring us near.
拉近到他
We were very, very far away from Jesus.
我们原本是跟对神来是非常非常遥远的
You know, the man that came to Jesus.
这些到耶稣面前的人
Before they set out looking for Jesus.
他们在开始去寻求神
They were not Christians.Some of them were magicians. They had already their own religion. They were far away. But they came, they made their way near to Jesus. Maybe that's your story as well. Maybe there was a time you served another religion somewhere.Maybe there was a time you were far away from God in some way. But you know the Bible says the blood of Jesus has brought us near. God wants you to come near. God wants you to approach Him. God wants everybody to know Jesus.
每一个人都来认识他。
The story of Christmas is so beautiful.
所以圣诞的故事是这么的美丽的。
God used stars.
神用星星。
God used angels.
用天使。
God used dreams.
用梦想。
I mean, God used all kinds of ways.
神用不同的方法。
So that people could find their way to Jesus.
直到人能够找到寻求神的那个方向。
People like the shepherds that were out in the field.
就好像那些牧羊人，其实他们只是在田野里面牧羊罢了。
And God put out the fireworks.
可是神就放了这个大的火。
And angels appeared.
天使彰显出
来。I mean, God will do anything.
所以神会不什么都他。
So people will come to Jesus.
让你能够看到他。
That's everybody. If you hear this afternoon.
如果你今天下午。
And you have never known Jesus.
从来不认识这位耶稣。
Even this service.
就是在。
Even your presence here with us today, it's not an accident. It's God bringing you. Maybe you are far away, but God wants you to come near and find Jesus so that this joy can be yours as well. So that the plan of God will unfold in your life.
神的计划在你生命的计划再一次的彰显出来。
Amen.
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 Then we all stand to our feet this afternoon.
让我们一起站起来。
Hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord.
Amen. 让我们起来敬拜神。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Oh, let's lift our hands to Jesus. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Sing it again. We adore Him. Worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence this afternoon. I believe you are walking right here. I believe you are looking at every heart. I believe you know each person that is standing in this building. Jesus, we pray for your anointing right now, for your power right now to come upon your people right now. Lord Jesus, do those things that you said you would do. Those that are in this place that are sick, heal their bodies, we pray in Jesus' name. Those that are feeling lonely, Jesus, let them feel your presence, Lord. Those that are anxious, those that are troubled, Lord, visit them this Christmas with peace. Father, those that are sad, those that are discouraged, oh, let the joy of the Lord fill their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's someone here today that does know you yet, come into their lives, let them know you as Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed. You know, I would like to pray for you. If you're here today, as you've never had an encounter with Jesus, you've never asked Him to be your Lord and your Savior, I'd love to pray for you. Would you open your heart to Jesus? You know, the man in this story, they opened their hearts to Jesus. And when they met Jesus, they had such joy in their lives. And they were never the same people again. I want you to know that when Jesus comes into your life, He'll bring a joy that you've never known. And He will never be the same again. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, you may be here for the first time. Maybe this is your second time. Well, maybe there was a time you prayed some kind of a prayer. Maybe you went away from Jesus. But today you understand that God loves you. That God wants you not far, but He wants you near Jesus. And you understand it's time to come home. I want to pray for you as well. Or maybe you're here today. And it's Pastor Louis. I'm not living like I should. I've drifted away from Jesus. I want Jesus in my life. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed. If you fit into any of those categories, if you're here for the first time, or maybe you're here the second or third time, or maybe you prayed a prayer once, but you're not walking with Jesus, or maybe you let your heart grow cold, or you allowed sin or other things, and maybe today you are far from Jesus in your heart, but you want to come near Jesus. I want to pray for you. I'm going to count to three. When I say three, I want you to lift your hand immediately. I want you to get ready. One, I want you to get ready. Two, three. Just put it up.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. Yes, you can put your hands down. Thank you. Is there someone else today? You say, Pastor Louis, that's me as well. I need your prayer. Because I need Jesus. I have seen your hand. Thank you. Is there still someone else? Thank you. Thank you. I want to pray for you today. Can I ask you? Because I take this very seriously. I would like to meet you here. And I'd like to pray for you. Because I said I would pray for you. And now I want to pray for you. So why don't you come? And let me pray for you today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Give them a hand as they come. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anyone else, just come. We're going to pray right now.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus. Let's just pray together. Let's just pray together. Amen. And Jesus is going to come into your life. And Jesus is going to do a work in your life. Maybe if you're far away, but you have taken a few steps. So you are no longer far away. Jesus is right here. And I want you to pray this prayer with me. And I want you to pray it out loud. But the whole church is going to pray to help you. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. I invite you, Jesus. Come into my life. Fill my life with your presence. I repent of my sins. And I ask you, Jesus, for forgiveness. I humble myself before you. And I invite you, Jesus. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I want to know you. I want to walk with you. All the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. For accepting my life. From this day forward, I am yours, and you are mine, and I'm going to walk with you all the days of my life. I will never turn back to where I came from. From now on, I will follow Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you for every one of these people. You know their names. You know their lives. Write their names in the book of life. Come, Jesus, into their life. Transform them. Change them. Fill them with your presence. Let them leave this place today. No longer empty. No longer doubtful. But filled with you, Jesus. Do a mighty work in their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless every one of these people, Lord. Lord, as I touch them, Jesus, I pray that you touch them as well. Oh, the hand of Jesus. I believe he's going to touch your life. But you keep following Jesus. You keep coming back. You know, there is so much more for you to know about Jesus. There is so much blessing that he wants to bring into your life. I believe that if you follow Jesus, you will never, ever, ever be the same again. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now I want you to know something. You're not far from God anymore. Jesus has come to live in your heart. When Jesus comes to live in our hearts, we go to live where he lives one day when we die in heaven. But I want to encourage you. Follow Jesus. You've taken a step. Keep walking. Keep walking with Jesus. You prayed one prayer. But now every day, speak to him. And one of these days, you will hear him speak to you. He will guide your life. He will fill you with peace that you don't know yet.
And
there will be great joy in your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what a wonderful thing. You're going to start 2020 with a brand new life. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, there's going to be some people that are going to talk to you for a few moments. I pray with you. Amen. But I want to encourage you. Just keep following Jesus. Next Sunday, Pastor Daphne is going to be speaking in Mandarin. Not in English. Very clear. You know, and you will know more and more and more about Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. 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 Amen. We're going to sing a happy song. Amen. We're going to sing a happy song. Amen. And I want to wish all of you a happy Christmas. If you want to come on Wednesday, at 10 o'clock, we have our Christmas service, 1 hour. And next Sunday, very important Sunday. Last Sunday of the year. Let's finish the year the right way. Amen. Come on, let's worship Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.